Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC, made on Varick Street.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. From Brooklyn comes the band Amen Dunes. They've just released their third record, an intricate blend of folk, psychedelia, and character studies. It's called simply Love, and you're hearing just a little bit of the 8-minute-long epic title track in the background. The frontman and creative force behind the band is Damon McMahon. He's here in our studio with the band Amen Dunes to perform some songs off the record. This one is called Lilac in Hand. It's Amen Dunes live on Soundcheck. That is the band Amen Dunes, led by Damon McMahon, singing and playing the guitar with Jordy Wheeler at our piano and Parker Kindred behind our drum kit, and a song called Lilac in Hand. You'll find that on the new Amen Dunes record. It's called Love. Damon, to you and the rest of the band, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So until Love, Amen Dunes was basically you. Now it's like, is it a set band?
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing with Parker and Jordy for about a decade, actually. But I had always done Almond Dunes as my on my own. And for the last few years, we've been playing together live, and then we decided to do this record as a group.
Mm-hmm. And you pronounce it Amen as opposed to Amen.
You know, it's sort of like reflexive. I kind of prefer Amen, but what comes out is Amen for some reason.
Were you a church going kid?
I was not a church going lad. I unfortunately went to Hebrew school here and there, but no. Not by choice.
Where the name McMahon would have stood out.
Yeah, it didn't work. I tried to force my way in.
So now that Amen or Amen Dunes is a band, has that changed the songwriting process, knowing there's like a core group of people?
Definitely. I mean, this album was very much a product of the three of us, so I think the music reflects that too. And I think it's bigger and we achieved more because it was a collaborative effort.
It's
definitely.
It's bigger, but it's also, you know, the scale is not like writ large or anything. There's lots of guests on the record. So on paper, it looks like it would be almost like a big band sound, but it's a very kind of intimate, organic way of weaving these different voices in.
Yeah, originally, you should hear the rough mixes. I mean, we have versions of songs with like seven, you know, additional instruments, but in the mix, we whittled it away to like the essential core.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it once was very full, but I think we prefer it like pure and simple, you know?
Yeah, now when you name a record Love,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that it's both kind of bold and at the same time, it's like, you know, what a common theme. So
yeah.
any hesitancy on your part going that route?
Zero hesitancy. I liked that it was really bold. I mean, I wanted something that was sort of like an aggressive move, you know? And I think it was sincere and appropriate because this, I think of it love like devotional kind of love, you know, like devotional music. So I felt like it fit this record.
Although if this is devotional, it doesn't necessarily mean it's religious. It
No.
seems more almost naturalistic in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. Like sort of elemental devotional music or something.
So hymns to what? The sky and
the
forest and
yeah,
that kind
yeah,
of.
Whatever you want it to be. Yeah, totally.
In a recent Boston Globe interview, you said this of the songwriter Tim Hardin. He's my hero that I don't talk about because no one understands. Tim Hardin is gruesome adult music.
Totally.
This is the guy who wrote Reason to Believe,
yeah.
You know, which is a lovely song. What's gruesome about Tim Hardin, and why do you aspire to that?
Those are two difficult questions. What is gruesome? I mean, that is a very straightforward love song, but I think if you listen carefully, his voice conveys all that is gruesome and, like, brutally real about him. And
The thing, of course, is very few people have heard his voice. We know his songs from other people covering
absolutely,
them.
Absolutely, yeah, Scott Walker, a million people. But I think the more you dig into Tim Hardin, the more it's like very deceivingly simple and pretty, which is the kind of music I like.
Yeah. Well, not a bad description for much of this new record, you know, deceptive in its simplicity. The album's called Love. It's out now from the band Amen. Do you mind if I say Amen? It just comes out that way.
I prefer it. Let's do it.
Amen Dunes. Damon McMahon and company here with me in the Soundcheck studio. You mentioned you've played with Jordy and Parker for like a decade, but for at least a portion of that decade, you lived outside the country, right?
True, yeah. So we met each other like a decade ago, but then I split town. I went to China for a couple of years.
When you get out of Dodge, you really get out of Dodge.
Yeah, really. You got to make sure I'm fully out of Dodge.
What were you doing in China?
Just kind of wandering around, you know.
Do they let you do that?
Not anymore. I was doing a variety of things and nothing all at once.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A good combination.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a vaguely illegal story behind it going on here.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was in China doing everything and nothing.
Yeah, right. I was in sanitation.
How much of that experience, if any, colors this record?
A good deal. I mean, I think traveling in general is a good way of getting lost, you know. And I think all my songs are an attempt at doing that. So China was just like enhancing that, building that muscle. You know?
That feeling of being
just elsewhere.
Yeah, and being an outsider.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've been to Beijing, and to be, you know, 6 foot something and pale and, in my case, redheaded, in your case with, you know, the curve, I mean, you stand out.
True.
You know?
Yeah, you're always an alien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Despite which, this next song is called I Know Myself. Now, that title turns out to be somewhat ironic, doesn't it?
I actually know. I think it's sincere. It is sincere, actually.
Good.
Yeah, but I'm curious.
That's just, a cynical pair of ears, I suppose, listening for a subtext that's not there.
There's a subtext, but maybe, I don't know if it's an ironic one. I don't know. But maybe I'm not even sure.
Why don't we hear the song and we can let our listeners decide for themselves.
Sounds good.
We're speaking with Damon McMahon, who is going to strap on the guitar again. Jordy Wheeler has moved from our piano to his guitar, and Parker Kindred is still ensconced behind the drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio. The album is called Love by the band Amen Dunes. They are performing tonight here in New York at the Bowery Ballroom, along with Sharon Van Etten. And for you WDET listeners in Detroit, they will be performing at Jumbo's on June 24th. Here's the song. It's called I Know Myself.
Takes a loud beat, I know myself. After this time I've been someone. Feel uncertain, black or pale. In an empty vest on the sea, I don't care how golden your hair, how blue your eyes, how fractured you stare. Don't remember nothing back then. My eyes did smile, but
in time instead, and now
song's called I Know Myself from the band Amen Dunes, a trio here in the Soundcheck studio with Damon McMahon singing and playing guitar, Jordy Wheeler, some backing vocals and more guitar, and Parker Kindred on the drums. They're playing tonight with our old friend Sharon Van Etten at the Bowery Ballroom. And for our WDET listeners, they'll be at Jumbo's on June 24th. They're playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today, and this next track is called Lonely Richard. It, too, is from the new album called Love. Once again, it's Amen Dunes live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
That's called Lonely Richard from the band Amen Dunes. Brooklyn band here in our Manhattan studio on soundcheck with a live performance. Once again, Damon McMahon singing and playing guitar, Jordy Wheeler playing slide guitar on that song, Parker Kindred behind the drum kit, and Damon, we meet Richard, Lonely Richard, early on in the record. Does he reappear in subsequent songs?
I think he does in other with other names and in other forms. Yeah.
And is Richard you to an extent?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Richard is me. I think all the songs are kind of, many of the songs are sort of like self-portraits. They're character portraits, but they're also like self-portraits.
Mm-hmm.
And they're speaking to all the other people out there who I can identify with whatever I'm singing about, I think, too.
And would that be love?
Sure. Yeah. The trials and tribulations of...
The album is called Love. It's the latest from the band Amen Dunes. Because we've been shooting video, I'm going to ask you about your guitar, because people can, you know, go to the video and see what it looks like. I mean, it has this beautiful looks from here, like rosewood top, and it looks like it was once a beautiful guitar.
It was once in good shape. That is actually all my doing, and it's because I was a terrible guitar player for so long, and I would just hit really hard, harder than you should.
So the finish is entirely worn away.
It was pristine.
But it's worn away above the strings.
Yeah.
So what were you missing entirely?
I was that bad. I forgot. I didn't realize you had to hit the metal part.
Yeah, the wiry things.
Yeah,
you're supposed
those
to hit
things.
Those
took a
six
while.
Things.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just a quick question about China, which we were talking about before I let you go. Is it true that you produced an indie festival while you were there?
It is true. That was what they brought me over for originally. And then I was a bad employee and I ceased to work with that company. But I did. I brought the Yeah Yeah Yeahs over.
To China?
Yeah, to China. Yeah, it was like the first indie festival there.
And how did it go over?
Great. I mean, like, it was rough for the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. There's not much, like, infrastructure there, but kids loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And it spawned, like, 15 copies of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
And is there a Williamsburg somewhere in Beijing?
Not yet. If there is, it's probably, like, you know, 40-foot kind of, like,
yeah, right.
Radius it's or something.
A little alleyway.
Yeah, yeah, one guy's apartment.
All right. Damon, a real pleasure having you and the band performing for us today.
Thanks
sounded
for
great.
Having us.
The album is called Love. It is out now. The band is Amen Dunes.
Spits the body of the party neighbor. Go to bed now, sing your soul. Gonna see me gone inside. Gonna see me gone inside. Oh.
By the way, we shot video of today's session. Find it at soundcheck.org. And if you subscribe to WNYC's YouTube channel, we'll update you every time we post new videos. That does it for this installment of the Soundcheck podcast. Thanks for listening.